Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins, and this is the travel update for the 19th of October. A High Court judgment ordered MSC Cruise Management UK to pay £2.4 million for a ship collision in Venice. The MSC Opera rammed Uniworld's River Countess. MSC Cruises already admitted full liability for the accident, but opposed paying Uniworld for loss of earnings for cancelled cruises. MSC argued it was not applicable under Italian law. The court ruled non-physical losses could actually be recovered under Italian law. Uniworld said it refunded 1,600 customers for cruises which had to be cancelled. River Countess suffered extensive damage, costing over £3 million. Hong Kong International Airport in September handled 227,000 passengers, an increase of 127.4%. Also, it handled 13,920 flight movements, an increase of 32%. HKIA handled a daily average of more than 7,000 passengers during the month, amounting to around 5% of the pre-pandemic level during the same month in 2019. Outbound transfer passengers from mainland China to Europe and North America also recorded significant increases. Over the first 8 months of 2021, passenger throughput and flight movements dropped 89% and 18.6% to 941,000 passengers and 101,425 flights, respectively. Three people linked to the travel agency Continental Travel have been arrested for their suspected involvement in fraudulent redemptions of Singapore Rediscovers vouchers. The suspects allegedly engaged in cashback arrangements by offering customers cash for redeeming their vouchers through the purchase of local tours from the agency, police said. The scheme was introduced last December to support local tourism businesses hard hit by the COVID-19 pandemic. Singaporeans aged 18 and above in 2020 received $100 Singapore in vouchers, which could be used on eligible products such as tours, attractions, and hotel stays offered by authorized merchants. Police said they take a serious view of any attempts to defraud government support schemes, adding that investigations are ongoing. Saudi Arabia's public investment fund has launched The Rig, the first of its kind tourism destination inspired by offshore oil platforms. Located in the Arabian Gulf, the project will span a combined area of more than 150,000 square metres. The Rig will feature a number of tourist attractions, including three hotels, world-class restaurants, helipads, and a range of adventurous activities, including extreme sports. The Public Investment Fund said that to ensure sustainable preservation of the environment, the project will follow global standards and best practices in line with the kingdom's efforts to ensure preservation of environment. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.